Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. When we moved to Wyoming, I thought it was pretty cool that we would be living in rattlesnake country. One of the big questions was, what does a rattlesnake sound like? It seems the answer was always the same. When you hear it, you'll know it. Believe me, they were right. No mistaking that sound. I was hunting antelope with one of the guys in our church, walking the prairie beside what would have been like a miniature creek if there had been any water. All of a sudden, this loud, buzzing noise just exploded on the ground at my right. I was in the air before I even knew what I was doing. By the time I hit the ground, I knew I had heard my first rattlesnake. Monday, I spoke of experiencing God through a right relationship with Him through His words. If you are experiencing the presence of God, then you know it. When you hear the sound of God in your life, you will know it. There is no mistaking that sound either. So are you? And if not, then why not fix it? Your Bible study, I mean. If we are not enjoying life as God intends, then something must be wrong with our approach to His written word. John 10:10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. The thief is all about stealing, killing, and destroying. Jesus is all about giving abundant life. So who is having the most influence on you? A man in one of our churches spoke to me about searching the Bible for the hidden meanings. He surely wasn't drinking from the clear, intended meaning of God's words, or he wouldn't have been looking in the shadows. When we feel a need to make the Bible more interesting, or a need to search for hidden meanings, or to interest ourselves with angels or any other distraction, then we are looking for light in the shadows. We have not as yet discovered God's word for the treasure it is. Isaiah 66:2, thus saith the Lord, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Thanks for listening. Dave Scott, livingbythewordsofgod.com.